The Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands refers to the National Interagency Fire Center to assess the wildfire potential in Utah. The division's public information officer, Jason Curry, says this year, recent rain means a delay in the fire season.
Well, it's going to be probably a delayed or later start to the greater fire season. I mean, we're already getting some fires, but with the amount of snowpack there is and the amount of precipitation that we've received on a regular basis and that we continue to expect, things are going to probably be getting started, you know, as far as larger fires sometime in June, probably, you know, as late as mid-June.
Curry says individuals can help prevent wildfires by making sure campfires are put out after a camping trip or by removing dry brush from vulnerable areas.
It's a safety thing. We want to keep our firefighters safe, and the fewer fires there are, we're able to do that. Now, one less spark means one less wildfire, so be aware of your surroundings. Do your part to prevent wildfires, and right now is a great time to prepare as well. Look at your property, look at your own home for the eventuality of wildfire.
Curry says there were about 10,000 acres lost due to wildfires last year alone. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Nick Herman.